Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, hey, Altria and Philip Morris getting back together again? Is it possible? And why in the world would this happen right now? Robert Kelly is an assistant professor of management and entrepreneurship at Virginia Commonwealth University, and I'm very glad to have you here. I think, Robert, I need to remind people who are new to the Richmond area, when you drive around, this city was built on tobacco. And so in the rest of the country, we kind of, you know, hear people... Well, it's fashionable to be against tobacco these days, but the city of Richmond and Virginia in general was built on this product. So it's really important that we understand these companies. What's happening, you think?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness gracious, you're right. I actually worked at Philip Morris for 8 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, years and years ago.
What'd you do for them?
Oh, boy. I first started in their human resource department as a training and development person, and then moved into labor relations and helped negotiate two contracts with the machinist union and the tobacco workers, and then moved into an analyst project manager.
Very interesting. So, there are a lot of people who have that connection that
you don't bring up
in polite society as much anymore, I guess.
Yeah. I think we had, 12,000 employees with Philip Morris here in the Richmond area, and they yielded tremendous political clout and economic clout.
And they still do on some level.
They really do.
Maybe I should say, let's rewind. Why did Philip Morris spin off in the first place? Is that correct? Philip Morris was the one that spun off, or Altria did?
So Altria, it had a number of business units. It's always been fairly diversified. Years ago, it was Philip Morris Incorporated, and then, of course, it shifted to the Altria name. It always boils down to shareholder value, but there was growing regulatory pressure on tobacco, and I believe it was done to isolate the international operations.
Right.
They're currently operating in 180 countries, I think, something like that, across the world. So it was done to shield the rest of the company from what was going on from a regulatory standpoint here in the U.S.
So given that was the motivation at the time, I it's hard for me to believe that things are much better when it comes to tobacco production and consumption these days. Why would they want to get back together?
So I think for multiple reasons. First of all, FDA is now, you know, in control of sorts. Tobacco consumption, traditional tobacco consumption is going down. But again, this is about shareholder value and scale, and Philip Morris International's got, a hot product right now that they want to scale globally. That heated tobacco that burns in a much lower temperature than traditional tobacco. And then Altria has got Juul, which is growing. And so what happened would be the distribution and the ability to get a global reach would be very, very beneficial to both organizations.
Yeah. Do you think, though, with we just had a guest on talking about opioids and the previous tobacco master settlement from the 90s, could they possibly be setting themselves up for renewed or new lawsuits, vaping being the new thing that everybody seems to be gunning for?
I think I don't know if they're setting themselves up for more of that, but that is,
it's
always
an
issue.
Yeah.
And I think, Altria, and given the fact that the products they have a very strong legal you know, core competency of sorts.
Right.
So, you know, I think whatever appears or comes up, they could, you know, they're prepared to deal with those issues.
I'm sure they've got
that's my opinion.
A wing of attorneys who were thinking through the possibilities of how this goes down. Let's take it up to the 50,000-foot level. Is it true that more and more companies that had split up in decades gone by are contemplating the reunification? I mean, I see the story about CBS and Viacom reuniting after.
Yeah, that's the biggie. You know, I actually, when I heard that, you know, you wanted an interview, I went and looked, and I really couldn't find that, any other than the CBS and Viacom. And I did a pretty extensive search. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the CBS Viacom thing is an interesting one as well, because they originally merged just about 20 years ago, and then that marriage lasted about 5 years. So I was laughing. It's like Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, and then they came back together.
Right.
You know, shareholder value is always a central rationale. Major institutional investors will put pressure on these companies to bring up the value of the stock, mm-hmm. and splitting up oftentimes can be a solution to that.
Yeah.
I think Viacom CBS coming back together, though, is a different strategy than the Altria Philip Morris International. I think Viacom and CBS, it's going to be about consolidation,
right.
where they're going to want to buy up all the other lasting media companies out there to make themselves bigger and stronger.
While they can.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're probably going to act pretty quick with that and see who's out there at play that would want to be acquired.
It's dangerous to ask you to look in the crystal ball, but do you think that an Altria Philip Morris merger is good, bad, or neutral for Richmond as a city, workers and the numbers?
I thought about that. Mm-hmm. You know, originally I thought no biggie, mm-hmm. you know, everything's going to be fine. And then I saw where I think even though it's supposedly a merger of equals, it's an all stock deal, I think Philip Morris International actually is going to have the alpha state, as we call it, 59%, I think I read somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I hope not. You know,
You want to have as many executives with big salaries in Richmond as you possibly can, and rank and file
Absolutely.
Workers.
I know the home builders do, and the retailers do. So I certainly hope not.
Yeah.
The question would be where would be headquartered, I think we'll be okay here in Richmond. I just even started thinking about it when I woke up this morning. I think, my goodness gracious, I hadn't even considered that. I think another big issue is just the name. Will they keep, Altria's name, or, you know, will they bring back the Philip Morris name the way it used to be, Philip Morris Inc.?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different positions on that. Some feel that keeping the Altria name would be the better thing to do. It's got pretty good recognition here in the U.S.
without the baggage.
But others think with cannabis, Altria also has a major 45% stake in a cannabis company up in Canada. That coming up with a new name could signal a new day for the combined companies.
Well, let's hope that somebody in the mayor's office who does economic development is making sure that the folks who are making these judgments keep as many people in the Richmond area as we can. The end result of this, God, I hope it's not the sucking sound of jobs going out of Richmond. It's jobs coming in. Robert Kelly, Assistant Professor of Management and Entrepreneurship at BCU. Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.